If you're interested in learning how to use toxic pesticides and synthetic salt fertilizers, you've got the wrong station. What we talk about here is common sense land management, how to use products that improve the soil, and we'll discuss using easy-to-grow adapted plants. We will tell you when and how to plant them correctly. To be on the show, call us at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now for all the answers to all of your questions, here's the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk more gardening. We're going to go to Jim is calling from Illinois. We're going to talk to him first about one of my favorite trees that we don't use that much and will grow in Illinois or in Dallas, Texas. The contest picture, nobody's made a guess on, so I was talking to Dave about giving you a little tip. And when you go to see the contest picture, and that's how you win one of our natural organic certification courses, if you identify the contest picture right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. If you don't see it, those photographs, which lead you to various things, videos and introductions about the course and the basic organic program is explained there and some new graphics that we've done for you. But if you don't see the contest picture, just click on those little buttons that are under the picture, and it takes you to the different ones. I'll give you this tip. The contest picture is a fruit tree, and that's a pretty good tip. We'll see how if that helps him. If not, I'll give you another one later on, but I bet you somebody can get it from that. Jim, where are you in Illinois?
I'm in Darien, Illinois. 15 miles west of Chicago.
Okay, great. Are you cold there right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no frost this morning.
Okay.
Anyway, I have a linden tree on the property, and I finally identified what was wrong with the leaves. It's called bladder gall mites.
Okay.
And there's like little bumps that come off the leaf, but they're like thin, like a thread, and maybe only a 32nd of an inch high. Now, the book recommends using horticultural dormant or superior oil to smother these mites so that they won't reemerge next year.
Are you asking if that's okay?
Oh, yeah. I was just curious because I just started listening to you. So
well, I appreciate it.
Always wondering about what am I using? Is it these oils? It says it'll smother them, but will it smother anything else? Or is there some other...
Well,
like those Trichinoma wasps, would those work?
Trichogramma.
Trichogramma.
I don't know if the Trichogramma would affect that little beast or not. I doubt it. They normally harm the Lepidopterous insects, moths and butterflies. I think that might it be something that they wouldn't go after. You got a very good question, Jim, because I talked about that in our class and everything at Acres USA quite a bit, because what we're trying to do with the organic program is do everything we possibly can to stimulate the life in the garden or on the farm or the ranch or whatever we're dealing with. And we do the spraying of killing pesticides as the absolute last step. Of course, we never even consider toxic chemical pesticides, but the killing organic pesticides we want to use as a last resort and very rarely, and that's what horticultural oil is. It's in that category.
Okay.
It is acceptable as an organic tool, no question about that. But horticultural oil, which we recommend now instead of dormant oil, it's a more refined version of dormant oil. Doesn't burn leaves like dormant oil can if you don't do it at the right time and all of that. But it will kill beneficials, just like it kills the mite that causes that little gall that you're talking about.
That's what I'm always worried about.
Yeah. So if you have a serious problem with it, doing it one time, very surgically, just on the linden tree. Do you just have one tree?
Yeah, we just had the one out here. The other tree isn't affected by it, just the one.
Yeah, just do it on the one tree and then pull back. Now that I've said that, if you look at your trees at the base of the tree, and if you'd send me a photograph of it, I'd really like to see it anyway. But if you look at the base of your tree, and it doesn't have a dramatic flare exposed, and with that flare turning out so much you can step on it, if you expose it and do the overall sick tree treatment that we talk about, you know, aeration and all the organic amendments, I bet that pest problem will go away.
Well, you see, what they do here, all these people who plant the trees, they mound up.
Oh, I know it. And
so
it's,
you gotta, I've been removing the dirt, but I got all those fine hair roots.
That's okay. Just cut those off.
Okay.
We call those bird's nest roots, and they're coming up. They're trying to grow up to the oxygen, to the air.
Oh, all right.
And they're artificial. They shouldn't be there, you know. So we've identified your problem very well here. Just pull the soil off. Trim, use hand pruners, and just prune all that spaghetti bird's nest roots that are coming up away. Get down to the true flare, and like I said, it should be dramatically going out sideways, and you're going to see that the mite problem, the gall problem you've got, is going away.
Okay, because everybody out here, when these landscapers plant the trees, they always make mounds up, and I know you say the mound is supposed to be away. If anywhere around, there's supposed to be a mound by the base, the flare has to be freed up.
Somebody convinced those people, Jim, at some point in time that doing that would help protect against freeze damage.
The truth
is that it does just the opposite, that it stresses the plant because you're covering up bark tissue that doesn't breathe properly anymore, and you're going to have more freeze damage, not less.
Yeah,
a linden is very well adapted to extremely cold temperatures. There's no problem with it at all.
Oh, yeah. We have some examples out here that are just monstrous.
It's a great tree. It grows here in Dallas, too. It's not planted nearly enough. I think it's a terrific tree. I designed some in to a Collin County Community College, a two-year college out in Plano, Texas, years and years ago, and they are big, monstrous trees, and they've had a whole lot of construction done around them when they expanded the building and all kinds of things. And it's a beautiful tree. It's also a big herb. You know, you can make a tea with the foliage and with flowers. Yeah, and some people actually eat the foliage. It's something I probably need to add a little more strongly to the entry on linden trees in our library. But yeah, it's a beautiful tree and has a lot of uses and attracts pollinators, beneficial insects, just great all the way around.
So I'll have to get that horse brush that you talked about and
start working on it. Just do it a little bit at a time.
I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, this is the perfect time to do it. Well, don't be worried about that. I'm just thinking about your time. You could do it all the way today, and it's not going to hurt the plant.
Football day, so.
Yeah, you got to watch a little football. Yes, all right. So work it in as you can. And if the brush isn't taking the soil off well enough, wet it down, get a little moisture to it. If it's too wet or too dry, either one, it's hard to remove the soil.
Okay, so in the spring, do it a sick tree treatment.
Yeah, do it now. Start working on it right now.
Oh, because the ground's getting kind of hard and frozen now. So.
That's all right. As long as you can still do it, go ahead. If it's frozen and you can't get in the ground, wait till spring, early spring.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call.
Take it easy.
All righty. Yeah, linden is one of my favorite trees that I don't talk about very much, don't use all that often. We have a native linden here in the South. It's called basswood. Carolina basswood, I guess, is the most common name, and I planted it here. It's funny, it doesn't do as well as some of the other trees that we talk about, a fringe tree. Fringe tree and the basswood and linden, those two examples where here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, here in the South, the introduction from somewhere else performs better and seems to have less trouble than our native. That's quite rare, but it occasionally does happen. Open lines for you at 866-444-3478. If you want to talk about trees of any kind, tree management, which I'm going to talk about myself right here in a minute, or whatever. couple of things. Yesterday on Bob's show, I do 30 minutes with Bob every Saturday on his show on KTSA down in San Antonio. He had had one of his listeners bring up elephant ears and was worried about whether they were perennial or not. And I was kind of listening to his show before I went on, and Bob explained to him correctly that there's two different kinds of elephant ears. Colocasia are the ones that grow out and kind of droop over a little bit, and they're extremely hardy in a lot of the country, especially here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And alocasia, the ones that stick straight up, are not quite as hardy. Let me tell you the point I wanted to make about elephant ears for you, wherever you are in the country, and I'll do it right after this. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We got two people wanting to guess what the contest plant is.
Hello.
Hi, Susan in Illinois. What do you think?
I'm hoping it's a fig tree.
Fig tree? No, it's not a fig. Fig tree doesn't
have...
Fig tree has a quite different leaf than that. It's kind of deeply lobed and doesn't have that nice fall color. But appreciate you joining us.
Okay. Well, thank you for so much.
Okay.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
All right. Thanks, Susan. Let's see what Catherine thinks that plant is. Hi, Catherine.
Hello. Is it an avocado tree?
It's not an avocado. Avocado's got a little bit more similar leaf to the contest tree, but that's not it. Appreciate you calling. Did you have anything for me while we're...
Yeah, I want you to follow up about your the work at your house about the moisture going underneath.
Okay.
At some point.
All right, I can do that. We've had quite a project there. Do you have a similar situation? Do you have some moisture under the house or mold or something?
I don't know, but I think I can learn from you.
Okay, I'll tell you what, too, Catherine, in case I can't work it into the show, I'll try to as soon as I can. Send me an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll give you some more detailed information than you'll probably even want to have, okay?
I really appreciate that.
All right, thanks, Catherine.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She was calling from Dallas. Yeah, the contest picture is a little harder than I thought it was going to be even. I knew it was going to be kind of hard. It is a fruit tree, and it's one that probably is known about the most in the South, I guess, and a little bit unusual, a little bit out of the ordinary for sure. So check it out. It's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com if you guess what it is. We've had fig guests, avocado guests, and I think maybe one other that didn't get on the air, but it has not been identified yet. Here is Jim, also in Illinois. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
What's up?
I wanted to ask you about something which was kind of related.
Okay.
Do you know anything about kelp?
I do. I recommend seaweed all the time.
Yeah, well, I don't always get a chance to listen to your program. My understanding is that the ocean is holding most of the carbon dioxide. Is that true, false?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of carbon dioxide that comes out of the ocean that's in the water and all that. But kelp, you know, is seaweed, and it's growing in the water. It's used by organic gardeners and by people that are just using a transition kind of thing as a very important tool. It's loaded with trace minerals. It has growth regulators in it. It's part of the Garrett juice formula that we recommend all the time. The Garrett juice formula for homeowners is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed, the kelp. You can also buy kelp, Jim, in a dry form, and it's a good, it's very good organic fertilizer. It's a little pricey. We tend to use it in the recommendations we have in the liquid spray form. It's just a little bit more cost effective, but it is extremely extremely good. Most of the kelp, the high-quality seaweed, comes from cold waters, Norwegian waters, and things like that, and it is harvested out of the ocean.
Is it grown? Is kelp grown pretty much around the world, or but you know, organically?
Well, it just grows naturally in the water, and yeah, it grows.
The only kelp I ever hear about is the kelp out in California, off the California coast.
No, the kelp that is in the products that we recommend and are in the stores and the easiest to buy is actually from cold water, Norwegian waters. But kelp grows in the waters all over the world. People call me even about ponds that they have on their ranches, you know, tanks and ponds. And the seaweed and the algae and things that grow in those ponds, most people look at it as a big problem, and it is in a lot of cases, and caused by too much fertilizer going into the water, but using some kind of a big rake hook up some kind of a drag with metal hooks on a frame.
It's got to be similar to the hydrangea, is it called, that somebody introduced into the
The mosses are different than hydrilla, that is also a water weed, but any of those things are real high in protein, in other words, real high in nutrients, and dragging them out and using them in the compost and using them to turn into a fertilizer, you can turn something that most people consider a giant weed into a very beneficial product.
I would think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part of my thought was that that perhaps in places where there's not an awful lot of it, that it would be possible that it would eat up a lot of the carbon dioxide that's in the ocean.
Well, that's probably true, because the plants are taking in the carbon dioxide and they're putting out oxygen. It doesn't matter what kind of plant it is, you've got that going on. So, yeah, that is part of the puzzle.
Okay, for land use, what would you suggest would be a good idea to use for any type of plant foliage, trees, or whatever that has the ability to eat up the most carbon dioxide?
Well, I think just planting anything you can plant, any kind of activity that you have, any growth from trees down to grass, the more healthy and...
Well, I realize all of it does, but there has to be some that probably has a tendency to eat it up more.
No, I don't think so. Some people would argue trees do. Some people would argue that turf does. The truth is that they all do that. I appreciate you calling. I'm going to have to move on. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books,
His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I just did a quick search to see what the internet would say about what Jim and I were just talking about, and the first thing that comes up is a website that says that trees are definitely the best at sequestering carbon dioxide. I've seen, and maybe it's coming from golf course people and turf people, but I've also seen documentation that grass is even better than trees. Of course, we recommend both, but the one... Let's see, I was thinking that it actually listed some of the trees. Yeah, it does. This website that I just ran onto just by doing a quick search says which trees offset global warming the best, which means, you know, sequestering carbon dioxide, a different way of saying it there, I guess, is common horse chest. Well, let's see, this is Dave Nowak, a researcher with U.S. Forest Service, did this study on the trees that sequestered carbon the best in urban settings around the United States. 2002 study is what it was. He lists the common horse chestnut, which we can't grow in Dallas, but does well in more northern areas, black walnut, which we can grow, American sweet gum, some people can grow and some people can't. It needs acid sandy soils, not alkaline clay soils. Ponderosa pine, same thing, says it's good. Red pine, same thing, needs acid sandy soils. White pine needs acid sandy soils. London Plane, which will grow in any soils around the country, but is not nearly as good as the Mexican sycamore. Better than our native sycamore or the London Plane, either one. Hispaniola pine, which I'm not even familiar with. Douglas fir, another northern plant, and scarlet oak, probably any of the red oak is next listed, and Virginia live oak and bald cypress are examples of trees that are extremely good at absorbing and storing CO2. So the debate rages on. I love trees no matter what good they do, but they do a whole lot of good and are arguably the most important as far as absorbing CTO and producing oxygen. So if you have something to add on that, by all means, give us a call and we'll talk about it more. Right now we're going to go to Dallas and talk to Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Could not be better.
Well, good. I want to guess.
Guess the contest plant on dirtdoctor.com. Go ahead.
Persimmon?
That's a good guess, but it's not right.
Well, okay.
That's a good guess. They've got big leaves. They're more compound. They're a little bit more uniform in their shape and tend to be a little bit more orangey in their fall color. But that's a good guess. You got anything for me?
Yes.
Okay.
I called you a couple of weeks ago. I was going to put in water and sewer lines.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got trenches in the yard, and I didn't want them to backfill with this wet soil because it would turn into concrete as soon as it dried out.
Mm-hmm.
Having a backhoe. But anyway, do you have any advice on dealing with the trenches once they're filled in? He pulled up an awful lot of white rock, and I don't know what I'm going to do with all of that because I don't think it's all going to go back in the holes. But you have any tips whatsoever?
Well, I just fill the trenches back in with what comes out of there, and broken white rock in the trenches is fine. It'll just make kind of a little drainage line for you there going down to a lower spot. And the only rock I'd throw away would be the rock that ends up being right up on the surface.
Okay.
But the rock that's in the soil and filling up the trench, I wouldn't worry about it a bit. It'd probably even be beneficial.
Okay. Could I put some topsoil over it if it tends to be rocky? And could I put Bermuda seed on it at this time of year, or do I need to wait till spring?
Yeah, you can put a little topsoil on there or compost. I would say that compost by itself rather than some different soil would be even better. If you want soil, I'd try to get some that matches the existing soil rather than bringing in a sandier soil than your base soil is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I sow seed now for grass, or would it?
You can sow summer seed for grass right now, but a lot of it's going to be gone by the time it gets warm enough in the spring for it to germinate and start to grow. Insects will get it, birds will get it, and all that stuff. So it's better if you're going to seed summer stuff to wait until we've got 70-degree air and soil in the spring. If you're going to sow some cool season stuff.
Oh, winter rye?
Yeah, you can do rye or Elbon rye or fescue or any of those right now. It'd be fine. But the summer stuff, you need to wait till spring.
All right, sounds good. One more real quick one.
Sure.
It's supposed to freeze up here, I think, Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I have a bunch of tropicals that I brought up from Corpus when I moved.
Okay.
Can I, like, bank them against the south side of the house? There's kind of a protected area, and put frost cover on that. Would that? I don't have room in my garage.
What kind of plants are we talking about?
Well, I've got a bird of paradise, the real kind, and
it's pretty
crown
tender.
Of thorns, and a 7-foot tall ponytail, and a fig tree, Ficus benjamina. You know,
well, some of those you're talking about are tropical and are really delicate. You need to probably get in all the way inside somehow. But the fig is not any problem at all. It can stay out. And some of them, There's a debate on this a little bit, too. Some people would argue that you can keep them in better shape on the north side of the house, believe it or not, than on the south. On the south, they get that low sun on them in the summertime, and it makes it make them more tender at night than keeping them where they're kind of in the cooler part of the house, you know, all day long. You might try some in both places and see what works out for you. I think putting floating row cover on will help you a lot. It'll help you 4 or 5 degrees, and you're using organic techniques. That can help you some as well. But there is a little debate about whether the storage like you're talking about ought to be on the south so it gets the sun, or on the north where it doesn't get any sun.
Weird. Well, I'm in no better shape than I was.
Okay. Well, give it a shot. If you can move some of those really tender things in, like the ficus and like the bird of paradise, not the Texas bird of paradise, but a tropical, I guess is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
During the really cold nights, all the way inside would be a good idea.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll try and make some room
then. All righty. Good luck. Thanks, Carol. Let's see. You got another guest for the contest, Dan in Missouri. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Howard. How you doing?
Doing morning? Well, thank you. What do you think the plant is?
Well, I'm pretty sure I have some of them here at the house, so I think it's a pawpaw.
Congratulations, Dan.
Well, thanks.
Not very many people have planted and grown pawpaw. Pawpaw is really a cool plant. That's one in my backyard here in Dallas, Texas, in clay soils, and does well. Flowers, some of the most interesting flowers, as you know, that you'll see on any plant, but I've never had any fruit.
And we've actually planted some. We have a spring on the back side of the property way down in the valley where there's a lot of shade and plenty of moisture, and they do have fruit on those. The ones here near the house in the full sun hardly ever have fruit either.
Oh, it's interesting. The one in the shade has the fruit.
Yes.
I'll be darned. Well, now you do have to have, and that's probably what you have there, you've got to have more than one tree for pawpaw to set fruit, because the male and female flowers will sometimes not form at the same time, and you can't get any pollination off of one or two plants. And so having plants that were grown in different places coming in, so they really bloom at you have a better chance of the female flowers being around when the male flowers are around, and so you get pollination is the trick on getting pawpaws to set fruit. Delicious fruit.
It is.
And
it's
a great,
wonderful.
Yeah, a great little plant, but I've got a big, beautiful one. I've got one that's now probably almost 10 feet tall, and it's nice. It's back in the back by my gigantic bay tree, and it gets a little bit of full sun during the day, and then I've got another one that's up under a fig and pretty much in full shade all day long, and it hasn't got quite as big. Both of them bloom, but so far no fruit. Well, Dan, congratulations. You get one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. Did Dave get your contact information?
He did. He took all that ahead of time.
You already got it? Okay. Let me know what you think about it. I hope you enjoy it. Did you have anything else for me?
Nope. That's it. It's a beautiful tree in the fall, too. We just went through those beautiful colors up here in Missouri. So.
Yeah. I took that picture yesterday here in my garden. I was telling Judy, I was out of town, you know, for a couple of days doing my talks at the Acres USA convention. And in 2 days while I was gone, the fall color just kind of popped up in my garden all over the place, my landscape. And then it started raining, so it's not going to last very long. But I think my ginkgo, which is just starting to color up, is really going to put on a show this year. So I'll be taking pictures and showing everybody that when it happens.
Nice.
Okay, Dan, congratulations.
Thanks, Harry. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep, that's the contest picture, and it is a pawpaw, a fruit tree that is a little unusual. That's why it was a little harder to identify. He had some, is how he had the information, the inside scoop there. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Lori in Salina, Texas. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
We enjoy your show every Sunday.
Thanks.
I had a question about a Mexican sycamore.
Okay.
We're interested in planting one, and I wondered a little more about them and where we could purchase when we've looked around and we've had a hard time finding one.
Well, couple of tips for you. Just keep calling around. Tyson Woods, who is one of the supporters of our show, has a company called Trees by Woods, and he has a source of them, and he's been actually planting them for people. And whether you want a contractor like him to come and plant it for you or not is one thing, but he might just be able to, if you contact him, he might be able to tell you who to contact, that, where you could buy some on a retail basis. In San Antonio, I know that Bob Webster at Shades of Green, they have them in stock in their store. So they're out there, and if you call around, any retail store or any landscape contractor should be able to get it for you, Lori.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, because we've been looking, and they're kind of hard to find.
Well, they're great. It's worth the effort. The Mexican sycamore is better than our native. It is just absolutely a terrific tree.
Yeah, that's where we got the idea from you.
Okay.
You want to plant some new trees.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett. Got to run. Be back right after this.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Lori hung on and has something else. What else can I do for you, Lori?
Well, we were wondering, we have a Vitek tree and we like it so much, we're thinking about getting another one. Is this a good time of year to plant one?
You bet. This is a great time to plant any tree, Lori.
It
could not be a better time. The soil moisture is there. It's still fall. We're not really into heavy winter yet, so you'll get a little bit of a burst of root growth and have a little bit during the winter, and then spring it'll take off and do beautifully for you.
Well, that sounds good. I guess we'll be getting one and planting it. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
I'm really getting behind on some things I wanted to work in. Hang on, guys, and I'll be right with you. One thing I promised Bob I'd talk about that he brought up, one of his listeners in San Antonio brought up, was how dangerous copper sulfate is. And it's one thing I don't talk about enough. It's one of those products that's even considered an organic product, unfortunately. People use it for disease control. They use it to go into sewer lines to kill tree roots. It'll kill tree roots all right. It'll kill your trees on your property. Copper sulfate is very toxic. I think it's been made illegal in certain states already, and it should not be used. There have been people that are so-called organic folks that have recommended it to spray roses with and things like that. And other people recommend it and use it for a copper source when copper is deficient in the soil. If you're using an organic program and you're doing all the things that we talk about, organic blends, dry fertilizers, the Garrett juice mixture, and all the foliar feeding and soil things that we talk about all the time, you're going to be getting trace mineral traces of these metals like that in your spray. And they're going to be at small levels, but at good levels. They're going to be buffered because of all the other things in the organic products, and it's a much better way to go than buying a copper product. I don't like any copper products. I don't like buying and using any single element products, boron, molybdenum, copper, those things like that, because it's very difficult to put out such small amounts like are required without going too far and creating a much bigger problem than you had before there was a deficiency. So cover your deficiencies with this very simple thing. Use the overall organic program, stimulate the biological activity in the soil, the proper microbes, bacteria, mycorrhizal fungus, other fungus, protozoa, all the things that should be there, which come along naturally with compost, mulches, organic fertilizers, and all these things. Or you can speed up the process by using products that have mycorrhizae in the product, like the Garrett Juice Pro. So you don't need to do, you don't need to use copper sulfate, and you should never be, it should be as it is in the Texas Organic Research Center on the list of toxic things not to use. There is additional information, and I left, it was in the Acres USA, the latest Acres USA publication. There's more bad news for Roundup. There's more research and more data showing even stronger relationships between various diseases, human diseases, animal diseases, and all, because it affects the bacteria in the guts of animals, like we've been telling you all along. But there's brand new research and data about how dangerous Roundup is by itself. It's dangerous by itself. It's even more dangerous with these idiotic products that have now been okayed by our great federal government to put on the market that contain Roundup and 2,4-D in the same product. It's unbelievable that it's been okayed for use. And it's been okayed for use because the use of Roundup, which is skyrocketed by both homeowners and even more so in agriculture related to GMOs and no-till cropping and everything, it has created a situation where super weeds have been born, and you can't kill them with just the Roundup anymore. So that's where this addition of 2,4-D has come. Roundup by itself is terrible. Roundup with 2,4-D added to the product is criminal. I mean, it's absolutely criminal. And, you know, we'll keep hammering away on it. I was going to tell you something about some movies that Judy and I just saw. I'll work that in as soon as I catch up with a few more calls. And by the way, when you hear somebody hang up, the number is 866-444-3478. Here's Tamara in Carrollton, Texas. Hi, Tamara.
Hi. Hi, Alan. Good to talk with you.
Same here. What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about my plants that I grow a lot of them from seed, from tropicals, because I miss Australia so much, so I have to bring them inside.
Okay.
And I have a tree that we call pawpaw, but it's nothing like the pawpaw that you had up on the webpage today. It's really, it's a Mexican papaya that I grew from seed. It's 8 feet tall.
Oh, okay. It has a leaf that's deeply cut. Deeply lobed, in other words?
Yeah, very lacy looking.
Yeah, that'd be pawpaw. I mean, not pawpaw, it's a common name, it's papaya, right, papaya.
Yeah, well, amazingly, it's 8 feet tall, it wants to be 10 feet, but it's hitting the glass atrium ceiling, so it can't be taller than that.
Yeah, that...
But it's developed to blossom, and one flower is made of fruit. I'm just amazed about it.
Let me talk to you off the air, Tamara. I'd like to hear more about that, but I'm out of time. Hang on, I'll talk to you off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back for third hour right after this. Don't go away.